First pack of Silka Mishnah Vav. As we learned in the previous Mishnah, if somebody puts up his schach, not for being a schach, the schach is puzzle. Another way, in the previous Mishnah we mentioned if you put something up just to dry it out. Another way is, if you make a roof, a regular roof, that you nail down the wood and everything, that's also not considered schach, even though it's made out of wood, because you made it like a house, that the rain can't come in, and it's a permanent structure, that is puzzle for schach. Based on this, there's a machlokes that you could use a wide board as schach, even though you are not nailing them down, and it's kosher midaraisa, but the gzeira that you're going to use a regular roof, a wooden roof as schach, which is puzzle midaraisa. So, the Tanna Kamma, Rabbi Yehuda says, Nesachim and Nesamdi, Rabbi Yehuda, he says you could use these boards as schach. Now, the Gemara says, then he's also made that it's four tefachim wide, it's puzzle also. The whole machlokes is between a board between three and four tefachim wide, that Rabbi Yehuda says it's kosher, and Rabbi Meir holds it's puzzle. If it's less than three tefachim, he says, Medina the Mishnah is kosher for tzach. Even so, a place can say that if there are type of beams, 2x4s or whatever, that are used for making roofs, one should not use them. It depends on each area, according to the minhag hamakom. If you put only one board, there's four tefachim wide, which is puzzle akuli alma, doesn't puzzle the entire sukkah, because you have kosher tzach on both sides of the board, and you can use the sukkah as long as you do not sleep or sit directly underneath the tzach puzzle.